the excitement around here. The Nationals are back in the playoffs with Game 1 of their five-game series against the L.A. Dodgers starting tomorrow afternoon at Nats Park. When the two teams met during the regular season, the Dodgers won almost all of them, five games to the Nats' one victory. But this is the postseason. Injuries have changed the picture. Exactly how are the Nationals going to get this done?
Dimitri, ask our baseball roundtable. WTOP digital sports editor Noah Frank and sportscasters George Wallace and Dave Preston, who's watching a high-profile second baseman.
A lot depends on the glute of Daniel Murphy. If he is able to produce like he was during the regular season, the Nats will be in good shape, but you never know with injuries. Also losing Wilson Ramos a couple weeks ago, that not only takes a little bit of offense away, but that shifts a lot of people up the lineup. Instead of hitting seventh, Ryan Zimmerman, who hasn't played well since the All-Star break, he has to hit higher in the batting order. So a lot of concerns injury-wise.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Murphy's the name that everyone's going to be talking about, an MVP candidate, and you got to take any sample from a six-game season series with somewhat of a grain of salt. But Murphy only hit .233 in these six games against the Dodgers as one of his worst opponents. Anthony Rendon, .222. Trey Turner, .231. I mean, these are not huge numbers. Wilson Ramos was by far the best batter against the Dodgers. Hit .423, slugged over .600. That is a huge loss in the middle of this lineup, and the guy that I think has to step it up the most is Jason Wirth, who hit over .300, really did well in those series, and has really killed left-handed pitching. And you're going to see left-handed Clayton Kershaw in Game 1, left-handed Rich Hill in Game 2. Whether or not Wirth produces, I think, makes the difference as to whether or not the Nats score runs.
George?
I think losing Ramos took a lot of air out of this team for sure. They were coasting towards the end of this season, didn't really play a really meaningful game for the last month or so. And then the time off, for me, worrying about ramping it back up again and getting hot, because we've seen it so many times. This is a short series. To me, Game 1 with your ace on the hill is so important, because if they come out and lose Game 1, then all of a sudden you're staring at who knows who in Game 2, because Dusty Baker is yet to say, depending on what happens in Game 1, is Gio Gonzalez at home? Is it Tanner Roark? Is he going to panic? Because if you all of a sudden get down by one, lose that home field, you go on the road. We saw it 2 years ago. They lose the final game in San Francisco, Game 4, and they have to be ready to go. And that's the one thing I worry about this team.
Dave, even casual fans know Dusty Baker's been here a few times. Big factor, a big difference with him as the manager?
I think yes. Is he the best tactical manager? Probably not, but he has exuded a calm, a confidence in the clubhouse this year. He's actually a pretty good player with the Dodgers. He was the 77 NLCS MVP, won a ring in 1981. He has a lot of playoff experience, and I think he might be a manager better suited for the 162-game marathon and not the five-game sprint. What I think everybody likes with this team is that Scherzer pitches Friday on normal rest, as opposed to having him have to ramp up after having a couple extra days off. I think the big question, obviously, with Game 2, do you feel better pitching Gio at home, where he pitches a lot better than on the road, or do you want to have Tanner Roark potentially available for two appearances if it goes five games?
And this is where Dusty Baker's going to earn his money now. Okay, Matt Williams won 96 games, right? But we saw what happened in the playoffs. This team was built to win, okay? So they get to 95. But now is when Dusty, as far as I'm concerned, this is when he's going to make his money. You have decisions to make. You're going X's and O's in the playoffs. We know his track record. He's been there before. We've heard all along how he's had this calmness over the clubhouse. He's a player's guy. But now you got him. Now is when he's earning his money.
Well, you could have made the sort of outside-the-box argument that Gio even could have started Game 1, because you'd have had Scherzer in 2 and 5 on full rest. The only way Scherzer's going to pitch on full rest again is in Game 5, no matter which game he starts. But you have to start Gio at home. Gio is better at Nats Park than he is away from Nats Park. He has the only win in this season series, which was a home start over the Dodgers, who are the historically worst hitting team against left-handed pitching ever to make the playoffs in MLB history. That is the one trump card they have, is they have one left-handed starter who is good at home. If they lose Game 1 and they panic and they throw Roark and they throw G on the road, they're either getting swept or they're getting beaten in four games.
I've got the Nats winning in four. I think that I'm not confident in the Dodgers. They've got a rookie skipper in Dave Roberts. I just think that the Nats have guys who have been here before. Somebody steps up on this team, whether it's Espinoza getting hot all of a sudden, whether it's Wirth coming through against left-handed pitching, whether it's Trey Turner just scorching the base paths like we've seen him do since the All-Star break. Somebody steps up, has a great series, and the Dodgers crumble.
Georgie?
I think this is a kind of a toss-up pick'em series, as far as I'm concerned, especially when Strasburg goes down and Wilson Ramos. If that weren't the case, I'd say the Nats have a very good shot to win this. I still think they're going to win in five. I think Max Scherzer gets it done. I think they win a home game in five because, you know, why would I say that? Because they haven't been able to do that just yet. But we'll see. This could be different that they win a game five at home. And I think Dusty Baker is going to make a difference in this series.
Noah, do you complete the trifecta here?
I don't. We've seen Bryce Harper be a playoff hero for the Nats, carry them. Really, he was their best player in 2014. He is 1-for-15 with 10 strikeouts in his career against Clayton Kershaw. He has absolutely scuffled against left-handed pitching. I think he may be hurt. He's denied that he's hurt, but he has not looked the same against left-handed pitching as he did last year. Trey Turner's speed could be a factor, except Clayton Kershaw's given up one stolen base this entire season. You've got lefties who are going to hold him on. I think that negates his biggest advantage. You've got Dodgers who have really picked it up down the stretch quietly. I know we don't see them a lot out here, but Yasiel Puig has been a completely different player in September. So has Josh Reddick. Really good second half of the season from Justin Turner. I think the Dodgers are a really complete team that is kind of flying under the radar. I think the Nats probably split at home, lose both games in L.A., Dodgers in four.
So that's our digital sports editor, Noah Frank, who is picking the Dodgers to win the series. But George Wallace and Dave Preston of WTOP Sports both think the Nats will win this series and move on. Full coverage of the playoff series, including predictions, analysis, live updates from Nats Park. Just go to WTOP.com/sports.